You are Locked On Vikings, your daily Minnesota Vikings podcast.
Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Locked On Vikings on the Locked On Podcast Network. Welcome to this Wednesday show. My name's Sam Ekstrom at Sam Ekstrom on Twitter. Check out the show, LockedOnVikings.com, oftentimes ZoneCoverage.com. Subscribe on iTunes. Leave a review with your Twitter handle. Get in the running for a Pro Football Focus subscription. Today, regrettably, we are sageless for the reason that Sage is too good of a father. He gets a call this morning, 7:45. Daughter says, "Dad, there's an event at school. You need to be here from 8:30 to 10:30. And Sage dutifully obliges. So a late scratch for fatherhood. And we're totally okay with that. We'll try to do this thing on our own today and dig into the Los Angeles Rams. The Los Angeles Rams. How did this happen? How did a team that was so mocked for their mediocrity turn into this juggernaut? Well, let me say first that it's happened before. The 1998 Rams, who the Vikings beat, by the way, on their way to a 15-1 season, went 4-12. The 1999 Rams, led by Kurt Warner, won the Super Bowl, and they were scoring at a clip very similar to these Rams. The 2016 Rams were 4-12. They are now 7-2. They are the league's most explosive offense, 32.9 points per game. 1 year ago, they were far and away the worst offense in football. Different coach, Jeff Fisher, combination of Case Keenum and Jared Goff at quarterback, two quarterbacks that are lighting the world, well, I shouldn't say on fire in Keenum's case, but in Goff's case, just torching the earth at LA Coliseum with deep passes and a high-flying offense. And there's no Isaac Bruce or Torrey Holt or Marshall Faulk, but the faces are different. Todd Gurley, Robert Woods, Cooper Kupp, 32.9 points per game. Wow. They are sixth in passing yards per game, 260. They are fifth in rushing yards per game, 128.8. If they have a weakness, it's their rush defense, in which they are bottom third of the league. But 31-year-old Sean McVay has come in there and he has done the best job of any new coach in the NFL. And it's a huge indictment on Jeff Fisher. Jeff Fisher has become sort of a punching bag for pundits around the NFL, and you're maybe starting to see why. With the talent he had assembled there, Jeff Fisher did nothing. In fact, the Rams haven't had a better than 500 season since 2003. 2003! 14 years? That blew my mind when I saw it for the first time. That year, they lost in double overtime in the playoffs to Carolina. And it feels like they're going to get above 500 this year. They're two wins away from accomplishing that. Their new coach, McVay, 31 years old. Very intelligent offensively. McVay coached tight ends for the Florida Tuskers in 2009, then got promoted to the Washington Redskins, where he assisted with tight ends in 2010, got the full-time tight ends job 2011 through 13 with Washington, then he was their OC for 3 years after that. So imagine Kevin Stefanski. You know, we've talked about Stefanski on this show, how he's gone from quarterbacks to running backs to tight ends back to quarterbacks, and he's really done the rounds around the offense. He, like McVay, started coaching right out of college. Imagine if Stefanski had just been given the keys after one stop as a position coach and given the offense. McVay was 28 years old when he was given the offensive coordinator job with the Redskins, and now he's a head coach. And he's received a lot, and he received a lot of criticism when the job was given to him. Mike Martz, former coach for the Rams, he was pretty vocal in his criticism. And I think he's done a complete 180 now, as have many. He's ignited something in Jared Goff that wasn't there 1 year ago. Goff is eighth in yards per game. He has 16 touchdowns against four picks. That's a 4-to-1 ratio. Pretty good. 61% passer. That's toward the bottom of the league. So his accuracy is still not 100%, but he's able to stretch the field deep. Had a 94-yard touchdown pass to Robert Woods last week against Houston. If you thought Adam Thielen had a nice game, how about Robert Woods? If you package those two in daily fantasy, you walked away with the money. Robert Woods against Houston, 8 catches, 171, 2 touchdowns. Little head up on Thielen. Let's take a look, though, at who the Rams have beaten. If you think they've just been beating up on the mediocre, well, you might be right. They smoked the Colts. They lost to Washington. Then they beat the 49ers by 2 in a Thursday night shootout. They won at Dallas. And that was the wake-up call that these Rams are for real. But then they followed it up with a home loss against Seattle. So they're 3-2 at that point. Then they go to Jacksonville, win by 10. They come home and play Arizona, shut them out 33-0. They go and play the New York Giants, beat them by 34. And they come back home to play Houston and beat them by 26. 4 straight wins, all by double digits. 3 of them by 25 or more. Point differential, 112 to the good. Are any of those teams world-beating teams? Absolutely not. Jaguars, probably the best of the bunch. And even they are unproven. Strength of victory for the Rams. Winning percentage of 398. That's one of the lower ones among the elite teams in the NFC. For reference, the Vikings are 469. Saints, 561. But let's get to know some of these Rams. We know about Goff, second-year quarterback, former number one overall pick, lost a QB competition to Case Keenum last year. His running back, Todd Gurley. Gurley has not lived up to the hype that existed around him in 2015. He was supposed to be the next Adrian Peterson. Had an awful 2016 as Los Angeles put together a rushing attack that was pretty lousy, though not quite as lousy as the Minnesota Vikings. They averaged 3.3 yards per carry last year, had 47 more yards than Minnesota on the ground, second worst in the NFL. And as mentioned, this year they've bumped up that rushing offense to the top 10, top quarter of the league on the ground. We talked about Robert Woods. He leads them in receiving 622 yards, 11 catches of 20 yards or more to lead that team. Cooper Kupp, the rookie, number 2, 3 touchdowns, and he's great at yak yardage, yards after catch, 169 of his yards coming after the reception. They traded for Sammy Watkins this year, remember that? He's got 21 catches, 4 touchdowns. And Todd Gurley also gets involved in the passing game. If you combine Gurley's yards, passing and rushing, he's got 1,160 yards. Defensively, the group is stacked. They are number 3 in the league, having allowed 162 points overall, 18 per game. That's better than Minnesota's 18.3. Mark Barron leads them in tackles with 63. He's also got 3 picks to lead the way. Alec Ogletree is a marvelous veteran linebacker. Remember the guy who knocked out Teddy Bridgewater in 2015, LaMarcus Joyner? He's pretty talented. But the real beast is Aaron Donald. 6 tackles for loss this year, 5 sacks. The Rams' defensive tackle, maybe one of the few that could be in the argument for being better than Linval Joseph, 26 years old, taken 13th by St. Louis in 2014. The Vikings, had they gone a different path and not signed Linval in free agency, then Donald might have been their pick. They took Anthony Barr instead of Donald, and I think both teams have had it work out all right. Donald, through 4 seasons, already has 33 sacks in his career. He's forced 7 fumbles, and he's only missed 1 career game. He's going to be a handful. and the offensive line is going to be taxed. I think one comparison you can draw between these two teams is that both were down in the dumps offensively last year. They were both bottom 10 in sacks allowed. They were both bottom 10 in points scored. They had the two worst rushing attacks in the NFL, and they had offensive line woes. They both went out and they replaced their left tackle. The Vikings go get Reef. The Rams go get Andrew Whitworth. Reef is not allowed a sack, and Whitworth is among the top 10 in pass blocking efficiency this year and paving holes off that left end. He's one of the best there is at age 35. And the Vikings, I'm sure, were targeting Whitworth. Reef wasn't necessarily the top prize. They settled for Reef, and it's worked out brilliantly. But Whitworth was really the man to go get from the Bengals. Had that Zimmer connection. And if you want to find a reason why these teams where they are, look no further than new left tackles, Riley Reef, Andrew Whitworth. And speaking of the Rams' offensive line, move a couple spots over, and you'll find their center, John Sullivan. Yes, that John Sullivan, the former Viking. He's 32 years old now, and he's playing at a high level. He made that stop in Washington. Didn't seem like he was going to take off. Maybe still dealing with some of those residual effects of the back issue. Well, he's playing great now. And he's one of the only guys on that roster that has more years under him than Sean McVay. This is a young Rams team. Young, built for the future. Sullivan is 32. Whitworth is 35. Connor Barwin is 31. And Barwin is still younger than McVay. Two guys on that roster older than the head coach, who's only 31. That might be part of the reason why so much respect has been built, because he's still the elder of most of the guys on that team and evidently knows what he's talking about as well. And as Sage has told us, that's the biggest deal. As long as they are educated and can relate reasonably to people of their own age. So that's the quick look at the Rams. The big Vikings quarterback news should be dropping in a couple hours here. We're suspecting Keenum, but keeping the door open for maybe a switcheroo to Bridgewater. Mike Zimmer's press conference at 11 a.m. on this Wednesday. What am I watching for at Vikings practice? I want to see if Andrew Sandejo is healthy. I want to see if Everson Griffin is healthy. Will Mike Remmers be back from concussion protocol? How about Jeremiah Searles? There are still some injury concerns on this team that need to be sorted out. That's our scouting report on the Rams. Thanks so much for listening today. We appreciate it. The show is Locked On Vikings. LockedOnVikings.com, at Locked On Vikings on Twitter. I'm Sam Ekstrom. Have a terrific Wednesday.